Hallelujah. May the grace of God and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ be with our beloved senior members, brothers and sisters.
那 Hallelujah. 愿神的平安与在座的长辈们、弟兄姐妹们同在。
Thank the Lord that we can gather in joy and gladness together to worship Him on the Sabbath day.
那我们也非常感谢神，让我们怀着一颗非常开心、非常感恩的心情呢，来遵守他的安息圣日。
This morning, our mutual topic for our mutual encouragement is living sacrifice.
今天早上用活祭作为互相勉励的题目。
Recently, the Vancouver Church Bible Reading Daily Bible Reading Schedule, we are reading the Book of Romans.
那么我们现在温哥华教会的读经进度来到罗马书。
And the theme of Romans is to be justified by faith.
那么罗马书的一个精神一个主题最主要也就是因信称义。
Particularly, let's take a look at chapter 3, verse 22.
我们特别拿出来第三章跟大家来先看一看。
Romans chapter 3, verse 22.
那三章的第二十二节。
Maybe start from verse 21.
从二十一节看起。
But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
Verse 22.
二十二节。
Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ and to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference.
就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
23.
我们再看二十三节。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义。
So from the beginning of the book of Romans, Paul talk about the need to be justified by the Lord.
那么在保罗在罗马书当中一开始就讲到了说，人必须要因着神因信而称义了。
Yes, because even the Gentiles they did not know about God, they worshipped the idols. Now they should come and worship God.
就算外邦人他们虽然拜偶像不知道神，但是现在开始他们要敬拜这位神。
Even the Israelites, back then they were obeying of the law, but now they shall believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
就算以色列人在旧约时代他们是遵循律法，但是因为耶稣基督的关系呢，现在也要因信来称义。
So we may be justified or become righteous because of our faith in Jesus Christ and not because of our work.
今天我们之所以会被神来称义，是因为我们的信心，而不是我们的行为。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为这边说到了，人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So no matter who we are or where we come from, we can come to believe in Lord Jesus Christ and be called righteous.
今天不论我们从世界哪个角落来，因为信主耶稣基督之后，我们可以因着神而称义啊。
好。Let's take a look at chapter 1, Romans chapter 1.
我们看回到一章，罗马书第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 16.
十六节。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first, and also for the Greek.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
So what is it that we believe in when we say we believe in Christ?
今天我们说我们信耶稣，信基督，那我们信什么？
Or how can we be justified by our faith? What are we believing in?
那么今天我们信什么能够被因信而称义这个说法给称义呢？
We believe in the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们信的是主耶稣基督的大的福音啊。
We believe in the salvation that came about through the Lord Jesus kneeling on the cross for us.
我们绝对的相信那个救赎是透过主耶稣基督在十字架上的受死而给我们的。
We believe that Lord Jesus indeed raised from the dead.
我们也绝对的千真万确的相信呢，主耶稣基督死而复活了。
And we believe that through water baptism we die with Christ, we die to sin.
我们也绝对相信借着受洗能够与基督同死啊。
We believe if we were to die with him, bury with him in water baptism, we shall also resurrect with him.
那么经由受洗呢，与他同死同埋葬。同样的时间也同生同复活。
So the theme of Book of Romans is justified by faith.
所以罗马书的一个主题就是因信称义。
What is important is that you believe.
那么重点在于要信。
So some people when they take a look at the Book of Romans, they say, sure, belief is faith is very important.
那么有些人看完罗马书会说，罗马书会说信很重要，没有错。
And it doesn't look like it matters what we do. We just believe and we can be justified.
似乎不在乎我们做了些什么，只要我们心里相信，我们就能够称义。
So they come to the wrong conclusion that, as long as I believe in Jesus, it does not matter what I do with my life.
所以这样就引出了一个错误的结果，也就是我只要信基督耶稣呢，我不论一生做什么事情都无所谓，反正我是称义了。
It is not necessary I live a godly life.
不需要过着一个称圣成虔诚的生活。
Because as long as I believe in Jesus, He can justify me.
因为这里告诉我
He can make me righteous.
这里告诉我，我只要因信就可以称义。我因为信神，所以神就让我称义。
好 ，But that's a wrong understanding.
这样的说法跟这样的结论是错误的。
Yes, we come into salvation by believing in Jesus and the power of the gospel.Which is through water baptism, he washed away our sins.
是的，今天我们能够因为神的大能、神的福音，能够相信，借着洗礼呢，我们能够得到救赎的机会。我们绝对相信这个。
That is only the first part of the book of Romans.
但是这只是罗马书的前段。
But as we continue to read the book of Romans,
但是我们继续看罗马书的话。
It tells us after we are justified by faith.
在我们因信称义之后。
After our sin has been washed away,
在我们的罪被洗掉之后
，What kind of life we ought to live as a person who has been justified by faith?
那么我们就要过着什么样的生活才能够值得称为因信称义的人
？So the first part of Romans, you might as you read it, it can sometimes be a bit difficult to understand because they talk about some important theological concept about salvation, about sin.About judgment, about baptism.
所以在罗马书的前段，大家刚刚一读的时候，会有些时候不太能够了解，因为这一段讲的是神的福音、神的救赎、神的审判跟神的恩典。
The important thing is believe in Jesus' gospel.
然后他重点是说要信耶稣的福音。
Through baptism, your sin wash away.
经过洗礼呢，你的罪被洗掉了。
That is not work.
那么这个不是工作。
That is not, yeah. That's not, yeah. 不是工作。
这不是一个工，这不是工作。
Receiving water baptism is not work.
那么接受洗礼不是一个工作啊，不是一个工啊。
As you believe.
原因是因为我信了。
Lord Jesus did all the work on the cross.
原因这个工程呢是主耶稣在十字架上完成的。
The baptism can be effective because Lord Jesus did all the work.
今天洗礼能够有功效，是因为耶稣在十字架上所完成的救恩。
All we do is believe.Humble, submit, and baptize.
我们只要相信，只要顺服，然后洗礼，接受洗礼。
Then we are justified.
那么我们就被称义了。
However, afterwards, how should we live our life?
那之后我们的生活要怎么样过着一个称义的人
？Starting from Romans chapter 12, then it's actually quite an important passage for our daily living.Daily Christian living reference.
从罗马书十二章称这里告诉我们哈，我们要成为一个真的一个。活的基督徒了。
It's very clear. Tell us how we should live our life, having been justified by faith.
既然被神称义之后，信而称义之后，我们怎么样过一个信神的生活
？Let's take a look at Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
我们先看十二章的第一节，罗马书。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God.Which is your reasonable service?
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
So here Paul beseech, plead, encourage all the brethren, including brothers and sisters.
这里我们看到保罗千辛万苦的劝。 所有的弟兄们，所有的同这些同龄们。
By the mercies of God, that means reminding you of the mercy that God has bestowed upon you, the salvation and the justified by justification.
这里看到了说以神的慈悲来劝你们，什么样的慈悲？也就是因为神的怜悯、神的救赎，我们被称义了。
It is the mercy of God that has saved us.
原因就是因为神的怜悯、神的慈悲呢，来救我们了。
Let's quickly turn to Titus 3:5.
我们马上看到了提多书三章五节。
Titus 3:5.
提多书的第三章的第五节。
Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us.Through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit,
他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着他重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
It is not through our work that we are saved.
所以今天不是因为我的功而被得救了。
It is because of the Lord's mercy.
原因是因为照着他的怜悯，主的怜悯。
What is His mercy? How does His mercy save us?
那么他的怜悯是什么？他的怜悯如何来救我们？
Through the washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
这里告诉我们要借着重新的洗和圣灵的更新。
Through the water baptism and the Holy Spirit.
那么借着重生的洗，也就洗礼。必须还要再加上圣灵。
Through born again of water and the Spirit.
也就是要在灵跟水当中重生啊。
This is the mercy of God.
这就是他的怜悯。
All we do is we believe this is the gospel, and then we accept and we follow.
那么今天我们只要接受，完全的相信这样的恩典，那我们就要跟着做。
So come back to Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
我们再跳回罗马书十二章一节。
He said, "By the mercies of God, now that you have received the mercy of God, you have been baptized, you have been."The Holy Spirit has been poured upon you.
今天说到了神的慈悲、神的怜悯呢，因为这样子我们被救赎了，也而且我们的圣灵已经浇灌在我们身上了。
Now what should you do?
我们该做什么？
You present your bodies a living sacrifice.
要将身体献上，当作活祭。
Now in the Old Testament, the Israelites they offer.Maybe cattle, cow, ox, goats, sheep, as sacrifice to the Lord.
我们看到在旧约时候，哈，以色列民呢用牛羊来献给神了。
Nowadays we don't have.
那今天呢
？We don't have sheep to slaughter to offer.
今天我们不用杀牛宰羊呢，为了要献给神。
But there is one desire that the Lord hope that you're willing to offer.
但是神期待我们呢，我们从心里面愿意献给他。
After you have really received and appreciate the mercy that you have received from Him，
在我们从心里面衷心的感谢神，神对我的怜悯跟慈悲。
Is to present your bodies a living sacrifice。
动作是什么？就是要将身体献上，当作活祭。
Which is holy and acceptable to God。
这样的活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
If you decide to offer your body as a living sacrifice，
今天如果我们心里决定要将身体献上作为活祭的话
，It is not something that is out there or extraordinary，
并不是在外面或者比较特殊的方式来献祭。
What I mean is, it's not something that is 很 extraordinary. It means it's very. It's not something that is 很特别，好像很做的是特别高尚。More than what you should do. If because according to here it says, which is your reasonable, this is something that is reasonable, something that you should already be doing.
这边看到所说的理所当然，也就是应该要做的，并不是特别花了功夫才做的事情。
So what does it mean to present the body as living sacrifice?
那这里说到了身体献上当作活祭，到底什么意思？
Actually, it's very simple.
非常简单的一个解释。
Is to live a holy life.
也就是要过着圣洁的生活。
Let's take a look at Romans.
我们再看到罗马书。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书六章。
Chapter 6 verse 16.
我们六章看第十六节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 16.
罗马书六章的第十六节。
Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey?You are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义啊。
17.
第十七节。
But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered.
感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了我所传给你们的道理的榜样模范。
So originally we were slaves of sin.
这里看到了，一开始我们是罪的奴仆。
That means we follow the desires of the flesh of the world to live according to a sinful nature.
换句话，也就是用着我们身体、我们肉体的情欲来过着罪人的生活。
But because we believe and obey from the heart the form of doctrine, the doctrine of salvation, and by which we were saved, were delivered.
好，这边告诉我们说，我们顺服了保，这边讲保罗所传的，也就是呢，是这个纯正的福音，所以我们被得救了。
18.
第十八节。
And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness.
你们既然从罪里得了释放，就做了的奴仆。
So starting from verse 16, it talks about present. That means about offering. Back in the days, we offer our body to be instruments for wickedness or for sinful desires.
从第十六节，也就是告诉我们什么样叫做把身体献上，因为在过去我们把身体献给了罪，来让罪使用。
According to the sinful desire, whatever the sin desires, whatever your flesh desires, whatever your eyes lust after, then your body follows.
所以换句话，也就是说，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，这些情欲呢，按用我们的身体去把它献给这样的情欲。
But now that we have been delivered from sin,
今天我们已经脱离了罪了。
We become what? Slaves of righteousness.
我们反而要成为什么呢？义的奴仆了。
That means offer our body no longer to sin.But now instead, we offer our body to our Lord Jesus.
所以我们要转而为之，将身体献给罪，反而要献给了义啊。
That's verse 19.
我们看第十九节。
I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness,So now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness.
为你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说啊，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁、不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
So the encouragement from Paul is, let us consider, we shall offer our body as a living sacrifice.A holy sacrifice to the Lord to live a holy life.
所以保罗在这边给我们大家的勉励，也就是要转而将我们的身体呢献给圣洁，然后让我们做一个让我们过着一个圣洁的生活。
You are justified already.
因为我们已经因信称义了。
You cannot, you should not go back to live a sinful life.
既然被神称义之后，我们就不能够回到旧的我去做一个罪的生活。
You are justified already.
因为我们已经被称义了。
Therefore, you ought to live a righteous life according to God's will.
因此，我们只能够往前走，按神的旨意过着一个圣洁的生活。
So starting from verse 12, actually all the way to the end of the book of Romans, it teaches many aspects, real life cases and applications, how we can live a holy life.
所以从十二章开始一直到罗马书的结束，都告诉我们要怎么样做一个称义圣洁的生活。
Let's come back to Romans chapter 12.
我们请看回到十二章罗马书。
Verse 2.
罗马书十二章第二节。
So if we are determined to live to present our body as a living sacrifice.
今天我们定义立志要将我们身体献上作为一个活祭的话。
Then we first do verse 2.
那我们第一件事情就是要做第二节这件。
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
The first thing about offering your body as a living sacrifice to live according to God's will is to have a transformation of your heart.
也就是说，将我们献上成为活祭，按照神的旨意，第一件事情，也就是要心里要更新变化。
It says not be conformed to this world.
这里说到了不要效法这个世界。
What is this world represent?
这个世界代表什么？
Let's take a look at 1 John.
我们请看约翰一书。
1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书二章。
1 John chapter 2 verse 16.
我们二章第看第十六节。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
十六节，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲。眼目的情欲并今生的骄傲都不是从父来的乃是从世界来的
So if a person who conformed to the world
今天如果一个人呢效法这个世界
That means his heart is being led by the lust of the eyes lust of the flesh and the pride of his life
也就是说从这个人的心里面呢被什么带领呢被这个世界被这个世界被肉体的情欲眼目的情欲今生的骄傲来带领
All that he does isfor himself to satisfy these desires.
那么换句话呢，这个人唯一的目的在他生活当中，也就是满足刚才上面这些欲望。
Oh, but now that is not conformed to the trend and the thinking of this world.
保罗在这边告诉我们说，不要效法这个世界啊。
But instead, finding out what is the will of God for me in my life.
反而要更积极的去查验。神的旨意在我的生活当中要成全什么
？Before we are only trying to live a life or do things to please ourselves, maybe go on vacations, go to a nice restaurant, and that's it's all. I'm not saying those are bad. I'm just saying all our thinking is about pleasing ourselves.
我们在过去的生活当中都是以自我为中心呢，怎么样让我开心快乐是最好的一个生活方式，以那个为目标。
But now that is substitute that and put number one.It's the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the good will of God for me in my life? How can I live a life? What can I do today to bring glory and to bring joy to Him?
那么今天我们已经被神称义的人，我们要改变心意，要去查验说神在我身上他良善的旨意是什么？我要朝这个目标去往前进了。
Let's take a look at Philippians chapter 3.
我们看到腓立比书
chapter 3.
腓立比书的三章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我把他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督啊。
A change of our perspective is also the change of our value system.
今天我们从心里面改变我们的看法，也就是改变我们心里的这个价值观呢。
Something that was most important to you before.
也就是在过去，也许我们看为重、看为最有价值的事。
But now because you have this transformation of your heart, it becomes less important.
但是因为心理更新而变化之后，把原来那个最有价值的看为次有价值的。
Maybe making money was most important to you before.
在过去呢，我们认为赚钱是最有价值的事。
Maybe health was most important to you before.
也许追求一个人的健康的身体是一个最有价值的事。
But now after you come to know Christ,
但是今天我们认识主耶稣基督了
you know there is something even more meaningful.
那么在认识主耶稣基督之后，我们要能够认知有比刚才我们所说的更重要、更有价值的事要追求。
So for Paul, for Lord Jesus Christ, he's even willing to suffer.
所以我们看到保罗愿意为主耶稣基督受苦啊。
Why is he willing to suffer? If his health is most important to him,Then he will not be willing to suffer. If his physical comfort is most important to him, then he will not be willing to suffer for Christ.
我们看保罗，如果他不是把基督放在最有价值的位置上，他会觉得他的身体健康才是第一位啊。
Right? Then if you know there is a danger there, then I cannot, I cannot go. But he knows. He knows this is the will of Lord Jesus for him to go there. So he's even willing. In fact, many of these letters, this particular letter, Philippians, he was written from when he's from jail. Because for the sake of gospel.
我们看到保罗的生命。 你会看到说他虽然知道前面有困难，前面有逼迫，但是呢，他把它放在次位。他还是往前进，因为他把主耶稣基督放为至宝。就好像这个腓立比书，他已经在监狱里面写这封书了。Because
he valued Christ more than everything else.
因为他认为认识主耶稣基督了是最好的宝贵。
The thing that he considered important before, compared to Christ, is not very important.
因为在过去他认为宝贝的事情，比较认识主耶稣基督那些都跟粪土一样了，没有那么重要，就已经不重要了。
Of course, he treats us粪土, 真的是这样，对哈。好, we'll come back to Romans chapter 12.
我们再看回罗马书十二章。
So that's the first thing about making this living sacrifice is to change our heart, change our value, change our perspective. Naturally, we will when we come to appreciate how wonderful Lord Jesus is in our life.
所以我们身体献上当作活祭，第一件事情就是要心意更新。当我们真的衷心的感谢神对我们的怜悯，神对我们的称命，我们就要会变了。
Now next part is from verse 3 to verse 8.
然后再下一步呢，3到8节。
It's about how we should use our talents to serve the church of God.
那么今天再下来就讲到说，用我们所得的恩赐呢，怎么样服侍神的教会。
Let's take a look at verse 5.
我们看五节，第五节。
So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
我们这里，我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此啊。
So we are now one body in Christ.
今天我们现在被称为在基督里被称为一体了，一身了。
But back then, we only care about ourselves, my personal well-being, maybe at most the well-being of my family members.
我们在过去呢，只想到自己，也许再扩大一点，只想到自己的家庭为重。
But now, after we have believed, after we have been baptized into the body of Christ,
今天我们因为信。 也受了洗，而且进入耶稣的身体之内了。
We are all members of this one body that is Christ.
因此我们,
that is church.
我们被称为这个基督的身体，也就是这个教会的一份子了。
No longer do we only care for our personal well-being, but we care for the well-beings of everyone in the church or for the church.
所以我们的观念要改变了，不是单单顾到我，顾到我的家庭，反而要顾到这个主耶稣的身体，这个教会了。
And verse 6. How then should we care for the church, the body of Christ?
那今天我们称为基督耶稣的身体，这个教会，我们怎么样去照顾呢？
Verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言。
7.
第七节。
For ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching.
或做执事，就当专一执事；或做教导的，就当专一教导。
Verse 8. He
第八节。
Who exhorts in exhortation. He who gives with liberty. He who leads with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
或做劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，就当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤；怜悯人的，就当甘心。
Paul lists out a variety of gifts that people may have received from the Lord and should use it for the benefit and for the church and for the glory of our Lord Jesus.
我们看到保罗在这边列出了好几样的恩赐，重点就是要能够服侍这个教会，为了要让神的荣耀得到荣耀啊。
So this is our consideration in church.
因此呢，面对教会的时候，我们要有这样的想法。
There's three steps.
有三个步骤。
听道、信道、行道。 Listen to the word, believe the word, and then walk in the word.
也就是听道、信道以及行道。
We start by listening. Of course, every one of us, we come to church, we start by listening.
我们都是由听道开始。
And by listening, the word of God enter into our heart, and we believe, and then we begin to change.
那么在我们听到道理之后，进入我们的心里面，我们由衷的来相信神的道。
And then we need to continue. The next step is offer yourself, offer your body to be instrument for righteousness.
那么信道之后呢，我们就要能够献上自己的身体，作为神的工，作为神的器皿呢，来被神所用了。
Definitely, the Lord have given you gift.
那么我们绝对相信，在每一个人身上，神都有他的恩赐在每一个人身上。
For the benefit of the whole church.
那么就是为了要能够以教会的利益为先。
Now it's up to you to be willing to take out this gift.To use.
那么今天也就是我们是不是愿意将神所赐的恩赐献出来在教会所用。
So let us not only be a member that, that only listens, but let us be a member that serve the church.
那么也就是说我们不要再成为只是一个听道的信徒了，反而要作为一个行道将自己的恩赐奉献在教会里的信徒。
It is ideal to see that, 事事有人做，人人有事做。Everything in the church has somebody to do it, and everyone has something to do.
所以也就是理想化的教会，也就是可以看到一个现象呢，真的就是人人有事做，事事有人做的一个现象。
So it's not the case where.Most of the duty is given to a few individuals.
换句话，也就是呢，必须要改变呢，只有几个人承担教会好多工作的现象。
It is too much for them to handle.
换句话呢，对这个个人呢，也造成许多的压力跟事情出来。
At that time, Moses was one that take care of everybody.
我们记得在旧约时代呢，摩西呢，基本上照顾了所有人。
He's tired.
他累。
People are also tired because they need to line up the whole day just to wait to talk to him.
但是百姓们呢也一样累，因为为了要见摩西一脸，要排一天的队。
So his father-in-law saw this. His father-in-law saw this and said, "What are you doing? Why are you doing this? This is not good."
所以他的岳父看到这个现象之后，告诉摩西说这是不对的。
And give him some suggestions.
然后给他一些很好的建议。
If it's good.For you to see, and it's good according to God, then do it.
那么，既然是在神的眼中也是美的事情，那么就要这样来去做。
Let more people participate.
换句话，让以色列民呢多一些参与。
That can be easier for you, and then the church can be better taken care of.
换句话，对摩西对你也都是好事，因为这样整个团体、整个教会才能够被照顾到。
So this passage is talking about willing, whichever one of us, whatever that we can do, different gifts.We just need to take our gift, no matter how small it is, take it to serve. Use it for the benefit of the church.
那么这段经节也就告诉我们说，我们在座的每一位呢，从神领受到的恩典呢，不论大不论小，只要能够贡献出来，让教会能够使用，为了就是神的荣耀了。
And starting from verse 9 to the end of the chapter,
我们看到从第九节一路到最后
，It's talking about some Christian characteristics.
这里说到了哈一个基督徒的这个特性。
What is it like to be a Christian?
那么基督徒到底要像什么样子
？To be kind, to be humble, to be forgiving.
那么也就是要能够这个非常的有爱心，必须要非常的喜乐啊，诸如此类的。
Yeah, if you take a look, there are many good characteristics here.
我们看到这边有许多的名词都说到了一个基督徒该要有的一个表现。
One time I remember.
记得有一次。
I was talking to a husband of our a truth-seeking husband of our sister.
那我们有一次呢，我跟这位慕道者先生他的太太已经信主了。
So he's a very supporting husband. He often bring the wife, kids, and sometimes even sit in for service.
那么这位虽然是慕道者的先生了，但是他非常的也很积极，带着他的孩子，带着他的太太，甚至他自己有时候都会参加教会。
Even though himself does have not been converted to the faith yet.
那么虽然他自己还是个慕道者哦。
So one time we spent time talking to him, and then asked him about what is his perspective, what is his concern about the church.
那么有一次呢，我就跟他聊得比较细一点，问问他说：“你对教会的观念，到对教会的一些想法是什么
？”And one thing that he said, I remember, he said, he is not against his wife to go to church, but he does not want his wife to become a religious, fanatic. It means like an extremist.
好的，他的。他的回答也挺有趣的，也就是说呢，他不反对呢，他太太是基督徒，但是他不希望呢，他的太太变成一个基督徒的狂热者。
Because in his mind, he's thinking about the one who are like really fanatic, like really, really zealous. Then they become like forsake the husband, forsake the children, and just go up to the mountain and pray, or like just go somewhere and nowhere to be seen again.
因为他的一个观念就认为呢，如果他如果一个基督徒狂热之后啊。 可能会放弃家庭，放弃小孩呢，直接到山上只有祷告而已啊。
Let's see if that's what the Bible wants us to do.
那么我们看看呢，我们回到还是要回到圣经来看，这是真的圣经教我们要做的吗？
Well, let's see what Jesus say.
我们看主耶稣说的。
Luke chapter 14.
我们看路加福音14章。
Luke chapter 14, verse 26.
14章26节.
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciples.
人到我这里来若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命, 就不能做我的门徒啊。
In the English translation, it says hate, but in the Chinese translation, I think it's more towards the meaning. It means love the Lord more than all these.
在中文翻译比较直接，也就是说呢，我们的爱要胜过爱，这些人跟这些样的事情。
So we have to, Lord Jesus said to the disciple, you need to love me more than all these, your family,
主耶稣告诉门徒们说, 你要爱我,
even your own life,
超过你的家人, 甚至超过你自己的性命。
So if you take a look at Luke chapter 5,
我们再看回到路加福音的五章,
this is Lord Jesus calling the disciples.
我们看主耶稣在这里要招门徒了,
particularly Simon, James, John, they were fishermen.
我们看到这里的西门啦, 他们的这几位呢, 通通都是渔夫啊。
Lord Jesus said, fear not, you shall be fishers of men.
那么主耶稣告诉他们说了, 不要担心啦, 你就要得人如得鱼了。
Come follow me.
来跟随我吧。
Verse 11.
十一节,
so when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him.
他们就把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣。
I'm thinking maybe this is what the husband is afraid of.
我想这句话呢，可以充分的解释我们刚才在谈的那个还未信主的先生。
Even though from his observation, that's why he followed his wife so closely to church to make sure why you're teaching my wife here. There.
也许他这也就是他为什么很积极的送他太太来教会的原因，就是因为他要很确信他太太不会变这样子。
So after a while, he said, "It's okay. My wife doesn't sound like she's gonna leave me because of Jesus."
那么之后呢，他也说了，他也发现没有问题，因为呢，我的太太不会变这种狂热者呢，放弃我，然后去跟耶稣了。
Oh, but that's also a concern that is in his heart.
这是他的一个想法，一个担心的事情。
Okay, so here, Peter, John, James, they forsook all and followed him, followed Jesus.
我们看到在这里西门彼得他们这几位呢，就真的放弃一切，所有的跟随了耶稣。
What does that mean?
什么意思啊？
I mean, literally, they just leave the boat there, they follow Jesus.
从字面上看来，他撇下所有，也就是放下所有，放下他那两条船之后呢，就只有跟耶稣一件事。
But what about Peter's family?
我们看看彼得的家人呢？
Does that mean that he left his wife behind and just go?
那是不是告诉我们说他真的放弃了所有，放弃了家人，然后就跟着耶稣走了呢？
His wife said, "I don't know where my husband is."
那么他的太太可能到晚上看不到这个先生彼得回来了。
Where is Papa? I don't know.
那么
he has followed Jesus.
那么小孩找不到爸爸了，因为呢，彼得呢，这个爸爸已经跟着耶稣走了。
Let's take a look at First Corinthians chapter 9.
我们看到哥林多前书。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书9章,
verse 5.
第五节,
do we have no right to take along a believing wife, as do also the other apostles, the brothers of the Lord and Cephas?
难道我们没有权柄娶信主的姐妹为妻，带着一同往来，仿佛其余的使徒？ 和主的弟兄并基法一样吗？
Oh, Cephas is Peter, right?
这里所谓的基法其实就是彼得了。
So did, yes, Peter left everything behind, but he did not leave his wife behind. His wife, obviously at that time followed Jesus maybe by himself, but now that he's in his ministry serving the church, he bring his wife along.
所以我们看到在上面那一节之前，我们看到说彼得 撇下一切哈，并不是撇下他的太太方那个家人都不见了，在边第九章第九节这边说到说，他带着他的太太哈一起来做福音服事的工作。
哦、Acts chapter eight。
再看到使徒行传八章
，verse five。
使徒行传八章的五节。
Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them。
腓利下，撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督。
Oh, so this Philip is not one of the 12 Philip, is one of the 7 Philip, Philip the evangelist.
那我们看到这个腓利哈，不是那十二使徒之中的一个腓利，而是一个布道者的腓利。
好、oh, ，So he preached to Samaria. The Lord guided him. He also preached to the Ethiopian eunuch.
那我们看到，因为主耶稣的带神的带领呢，让他能够在撒玛利亚布道，而且他也跟这个太监来说明神的道理。
Verse 39.
我们看三十九节。
After the baptism, coming out from the water, now when they came out from the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing.
从水里上来，主的灵把腓利提了去，太监也不再见他了，就欢欢喜喜的走路了。
And then 40.
第40节,
But Philip was found in Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities until he came to Caesarea.
后来有人在亚索都遇见腓利，他走遍了那地方，在各城宣传福音，直到该撒利亚。
So you can see Philip the evangelist, really, he just go out to preach from where this to place to that place. The Holy Spirit caught him up, and he's no more even the eunuch goes on where he went.
所以我们看到这个腓利哈是个宣道家，也就是宣道的人，他到处去宣扬神的道理。我们看到他这里面还出现了说，主的灵把腓利带走了，带到另外一个地方去继续神的道。
Does that mean he left his family behind?
那么这里是告诉我们说，那这个腓利就撇下他的家庭不管了吗
？Let's take a look at Acts chapter 21.
我们再看到一样哈，使徒行传的第二十一章。
21 verse 8.
二十一章八节。
And the next day we were.We who were Paul's companions departed and came to Caesarea and entered the house of Philip, the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him.
第二天，我们离开那地，来到该撒利亚，就进了传福音的腓利家里，和他同住。他就是那七个执事里的一个。
Verse nine.
第九节。
Now this man had four virgin daughters who prophesied.
他有四个儿女，都是处女，是说预言的。
So where Philip is, he stayed in Caesarea. Where his daughter, also his family, also in Caesarea. He did not leave them back in Jerusalem.
我们看到哈，腓利就住在该撒利亚。那他的四个女儿跟他一样，也住在该撒利亚。他并没有放弃他的家庭，一个人跑到耶路撒冷去
了。There are two descriptions for these daughters. They are virgins. One, two. They prophesize.
这里告诉我们有两个事。他的女儿是处女，他的女儿会说预言。
They are virgins. It can represent they live a holy life. They prophesy means they give sermons. They lead service, maybe as RE teachers.
这里告诉我们说，他的处女，也就是说呢，这四个女儿都过着一个圣洁的生活。这里说到预言，也许他们在教会里面呢担任讲道，甚至宗教教育的事情。
So while he is evangelized and go very many places to preach.
也许腓利到处去传播福音
，But he also made sure his family is with him, and also that his daughter, he also spend time and cultivate them so that they can be good workers with him in the church.
他的同时间呢，也照顾自己的家人，确认他的小孩们都能够在教会里面服侍神。
Also, if anything, having believed in Lord Jesus Christ, it will make your marriage even better.
那么，如果能够在主里联婚通婚的话，更是重要了，更好了。
不是，我的意思是说 ，the husband need not worry that his wife become a religious fanatic or become too zealous for the Lord。
也就是说，这个先生呢，再也不需要担心了，不需要担心什么，他的太太呢，变成一个狂热者啊。
The more zealous the wife is for the Lord, the more she will love the husband。
那么，这个太太呢，越服侍神，越忠心的服侍神，会越爱他的先生。
The more the husband love the Lord, the more the husband will love the wife。
那么同样的，这个先生越爱主的话，也会越爱太太。
It will not be the case the husband love the Lord more than love the wife less。
换句话，
不
会出现一个两极化，爱主不爱太太，没有这种事情。
Also to towards the family。
那么换句话，也同样的延伸到家人了。
Let's take a look at first First Timothy.
我们看提摩太的前书。
Verse 5, chapter 5.
五章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好，不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。
So surely those who love the Lord more will also love and care for the family more.
所以凡是更爱主的人，相信相对的一定会更爱他的家庭，更爱他的家人。
Of course he loved the Lord more than the family.
是的，在他心里面，他是的会爱主比爱家人更深。
But the more that he loved the Lord, the more also he loved the family.
换句话，爱主越深越多，那就会更爱家人越深越多。
There is also another concern.
那么还有另外一个考量啊，
担心
啊，担心哈。
As father says, my father is concerned for his son.
因为呢，这个父亲呢，很担心自己的儿子。
My son speaks very spiritually.
那我的儿子呢，一开口都非常的属灵啊。
The Lord is most precious. Everything else is rubbish.
他跟他的爸爸说哈，主耶稣是至宝了，其他的都是粪土啊。
This school is rubbish.
所以他的儿子继续说了，学校这套啊都是粪土啊。
I feel no need learning all this rubbish knowledge, no use.
那这儿子继续说了，这个是没有用的东西啊，我学它干嘛？
I think sometimes we are finding excuse for our own laziness.
那么有时候，其实哈，说穿了啦，我们都是为自己的懒惰找借口啊。
好，Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 4.
来，我们看回到圣经的以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章。
Verse 28.
四章的第二十八节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28.
以弗所书四章第二十八节。
Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need.
从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余，分给那缺少的人呢。
So fathers, you need not to worry too much.
所以身为父亲的呢，不用担心太多了。
If you worry your son become too zealous and does not want to study, or don't want to do anything useful with his life.
那么不用担心呢，这个儿子呢变得太过的狂热的人呢，而且然后就放弃学习，放弃生活那种感觉。
If a person truly is zealous for the Lord,
今天如果一个人真的对神热心，发热心
，and offer his body as a living sacrifice.To the Lord.
然后愿意将自己的身体献上，成为活祭来献给主耶稣。
Offer his body as an instrument for righteousness.
那么将自己的身体献上呢，作为义的工具啊。
Then for sure he will live a very diligent life, even in his private life.
那么相信，不管他在人前人后，都会过一个圣洁的生活。
He will be diligent to labor to do what he needs to do.To provide for himself, his family, even have extra to help other people.
他会变得很有心，甚至努力做正经的事情，使自己有余帮助别人。
It will not be the case where he's lazy and just sit back and says, and everything is meaningless, emptiness, vanity of vanity, and just sit there and do nothing. That is not the right way.
那么不会因为这样误解了说，反正凡事虚空的虚空，我什么都不用再做了，不会是这个观念的。
So that's why.From Romans chapter 12, the last part, I don't have time to go over it, but you can see it's a very active, once you offer yourself, willing to offer yourself a living sacrifice and be zealous for the Lord and live as an instrument for righteousness, it's a very, very proactive, joyful, diligent way of life.
所以我们看到哈，罗马书读到最后呢，如果将自己献上成为活祭，在生活上面会完全的改变，对神能够发起热心，而且人会非常的谦卑柔和，并且成为神所要用的义的器皿。所以这样才是一个正确的。
Doing what is good in other people's eyes，
也就是在神在别人看来是做神所喜悦、人所喜悦的事。
A willing even to go the extra mile for other people, even if they are bad to you, you'll be good to them.
甚至非常的积极的，能够使自己呢过着一个正确的基督徒的生活。
So hopefully, as we learn the book of Romans, we especially pay attention to the part starting from chapter 12 onward.
所以从罗马书第十二章呢，在我们读的当中呢，我们特别很仔细的阅读每一段经节。
And apply it to our daily life.
然后适用在我们每一天的基督徒的生活。
May the Lord bless you.
愿神祝福大家。
Sing him.
我们一起唱诗。
119.
119首。